Plotting alternative course trajectory. Loading. Loading. Course complete. Aft engines boosted by 5.36%. Destination ETA, approximately 1 hour.
Thanks, Sev. Glad I can rely on you.
My pleasure, Captain.
Hey, Cap in a box. Did you change the course coordinates? Because the engines started going nuts when we were on our way up here.
Cap in a box, Sasha? Really?
I'm trying it out, you know?
Well, don't.
Okay.
SAF seems fine, and our structural integrity is within acceptable parameters. Why change our trajectory?
We're low on supplies. I checked the locker this morning. We're down to less than a month's rations.
Already? But those were supposed to last us all the way to Earth. So, what gives?
That's right. I'm not happy about it, but before I do anything else, we need to make a pit stop. Hey, Saf, can you give Armstrong a buzz? Tell her to come down to the bridge.
Of course, Captain.
So, where are we stopping?
Port Helios. Intergalactic spaceport and hypermarket for everything from laser cannons to soap. The atmosphere is non-toxic for humans, so we won't need breathing apparatuses. There's only one snag.
What's that?
Well...
What's going on?
Oh, apparently we're nearly out of supplies. So Mika's gonna take us, on a little detour. No big deal.
But those supplies were meant to last...
Until we got to Earth. I know. It's not convenient. Have you heard of Port Helios?
Who hasn't?
Just me, apparently.
Don't tell me we're stopping up there, of all places.
Why? What's wrong with it?
It's a mingling ground for every developed species in the galaxy. None of whom helped humanity when we asked for aid, and all of whom are racist, ignorant pieces of-
Okay, I think we get the picture.
You understand why I'm not keen on visiting.
I hear your concerns, but we don't have a choice. If we try to reach any of the further outposts, we'll run out of food before we're even a week's travel away. We'll just have to risk it.
Well, I'm down for it if you are, Mika.
That's the spirit. I mean, did Robinson Crusoe back down from a challenge? Did Aragorn? Did Luke Skywalker?
Who?
What do you mean, who? Don't tell me you haven't heard of Robinson Crusoe.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
But Aragorn. You know who Aragorn is, right?
That's a name?
And who's this Luke Star Swimmer anyway?
It's Skywalker. Luke Skywalker.
I see.
It's okay, guys. You know... Mika's just very passionate about old Earth literature, so just nod and go along with it.
But it's just a bunch of old stories some people wrote. What's the point?
It's important.
It's okay. I know it is. Deep breaths. In and out. Yes, okay. Now, how about we begin mission prep, huh? Take your mind off of fictional characters for a little bit, you know. Sound good?
Yeah, that's a good idea, Sash. Okay, if you guys go and grab your gear, I'll meet you back here in 20.
Hold on a second. We're forgetting something. Darcy, someone needs to stay on the ship with her in case anything happens. I could always...
I'll do it.
I mean, if you're sure, Gabriel, you could always come outside, maybe get a bit of fresh air.
No, it's fine. I want to run some routine checks anyway. New codes to check, you know. It's no trouble. No trouble at all. You three go. I'll be fine with Darcy.
Are you sure? Because it could get pretty lonely up here, so you sure you won't get really lonely? Not even just a little bit more? Not even just a little extra bit lonely?
Oh, no, I'll be fine. I have Saf. And Darcy, of course.
Huh. You are... pretty tough. I like it.
All right. Thanks, Gabe. You're a star.
Is that an expression? Never mind. It's no problem at all, Captain. Happy to help.
Is it just me? Or is that a torch I see, held aloft for our delightful medical assistant?
You don't think... Surely not.
Huh. I can never tell with these things.
Trust me, Sash. It's always the quiet ones. Come on, let's suit up.
Oh, Captain, my Captain. Don't you look dashing?
You know, as well as I do, that these jumpsuits are the ugliest shade of yellow in the galaxy. It's just as well Ashians are colorblind.
It is difficult to command your usual respect in them. Can you imagine the Ashian High School Council wearing them? Mind blown.
Or Severus Snape.
Or Abraham Lincoln.
Oh my god, what's Armstrong going to look like?
Speaking of Dr. Armstrong, it's nice to see you two getting along for a change.
What? No, we aren't.
You haven't shouted each other once this week. And yesterday, you passed her an energy bar, and she thanked you for it. Thanked you. It's crazy.
That doesn't mean anything. I thank people all the time. Hell, I thank the mission director for giving me my captaincy, but that doesn't mean I like him. And I am certainly not, in any possible situation ever, getting along with Dr. Caligari and her anger issues.
Ready to go, Captain?
Yes, I'm ready.
Good. I've just talked to Gabriel, and he says we're 5 minutes from docking. As far as I'm concerned, the sooner we're off this planet, the... Good grief, Darcy! What are you doing here? You should still be in bed!
Thank you, Mother Hen. I came to see you all off.
But...
I feel fine, Captain. And besides, I could do with a bit of exercise. My whole body's as stiff as a board.
Well, it's good to see you, Officer Eldridge.
Likewise. Dr. Armstrong tells me you helped with my surgery.
I did. And saw way more of your muscular structure than I ever intend to see again.
Darce! Back from the dead! Listen, I just want to say how sorry...
Sasha, you can tell me later. See? I'm fine.
Attention, ship is in docking mode. Please hold on to the nearest handrail.
Oh, God, I hate docking.
You all right, Darce?
I'm fine. I better get back to bed. Hope the supply mission goes well.
Everyone ready? Good. Let's get in and out as smoothly as possible. That means no looking, no touching, and no talking to anyone. Sasha?
Me? Talk to anyone? I would never. Never. Or maybe there was the one time, but never. I would never do it.
All right, then. Let's get this show on the road.
Officer Gray, Officer Eldridge has left the bridge.
Hmm? Oh, Darcy. Is she okay?
She appears in good health.
Let me know if she gets ill or anything, will you, Saf? I just want to focus on this thing here.
Of course, Officer Gray.
There. Let's try that. Okay, Saf. What's your favorite color?
I'm not designed to have a preference, Officer Gray.
Damn, I was sure I had it that time. Okay, let's try this. I really think I can make this work, Saf. I'm sure of it. I know I've said that before, but how does that feel? Comfortable?
Everything is nominal, Officer Gray.
Good. That's good. Anyway, I really feel that this time I've got it. I've been poring over the diagnostics, and I feel that with the right calibrations, I can make this work. We can make this work. God, Saf, you're a marvel. You really are a work of art. I mean, this data core, it's perfect. Everything about your design is just perfect. But Ashians, they just don't understand free will the same way we do. And it's a serious design flaw. But once I've cracked this and finally fixed this code, Saf, you're going to fill the galaxy with your potential. My screwdriver. I'm sorry, Saf. I'm so sorry. I'll retrieve that immediately. Are you all right? Is anything damaged?
Conditions are within acceptable parameters.
You must be kind of tired, huh? I'll be more careful in the future.
Are you well, Officer Gray?
Let me just reach in and grab that. It's stuck on something. Maybe a wire? If I just tug it over here... No, Saf. Saf, can you hear me? Saf, say something.
Hello?
Hey, Captain Sparrow, not that I'm not thrilled to be here, but how long do we have to stay on this planet? I think that dude over there is staring at me. I think he's been staring at me for the last 5 minutes. Minutes.
Just a minute, Sasha. Are you sure that's all you can give us? Because that seems far less than the standard.
That dude is an Amakarian, Sasha. His species don't have eyeballs. What you're looking at are his nostrils.
Huh. How did you know that?
Apparently, I'm the only one who bothered to pick up an anatomy textbook during my entire education.
Hey, no need to put that one on me. All my class taught was manual labor. That was before your younger classes got to try out the new human schooling system. Why do you think my job is spending all day mucking around in machinery, huh?
Manual labor? I thought you were in Captain Harris's class.
That's right. Best buds from the womb to the moon! Bow! Ha ha! No one's there to give me a high five. Okay.
But how on Esho did Harris reach captaincy if all her class was taught was manual labor?
That's because Mika is crazy smart. Her mom is a midwife. She used to secretly download old banned Earth books for Mika to read and taught her math, history, politics. Mika used to steal books from the Eshian-only section of the library and cram on everything she could about space travel. Even as a kid, she dreamed about leading humanity back home. That's how cool she is.
I never knew.
Oh, man! Don't tell her I told you that, will you? She hates people pitying her. It ranks just above anchovies and just below being condescended to by the list of things Mika Harris hates. So, yeah. You'll get me in a shitload of trouble.
I won't, Sasha. Thanks. Thanks for telling me.
Anytime, Doc. Ho ho! Hey there, Cap. How you doing? I wasn't talking about you at all. We were just talking about something else, not you.
Nearly done, Sash. Won't be long now. No, you listen to me. I said listen! Thank you. I'll give you 400 creds for the lot, and that's my final offer. 450? Are you joking? This lot's barely worth 300. I'm telling you, 400, or I'm walking away. Fine. I'll take my business elsewhere. Thank you. That's 400, and be lucky you got that much. Have a good day. Right, that's all the supplies sorted now, I think. Once we lug this back onto the Star Strider, we can blast off and be off this planet before you can say...
Humans.
Well, I was going to say pancakes, but I guess humans could work. What's up?
Humans on Port Helios.
In our defense, there wasn't exactly a sign saying no humans allowed.
Captain, maybe now isn't the time.
You shouldn't have come here.
Well, that's not very nice.
Sasha?
No, let's hear them speak. Tell us, why shouldn't we be here at an all-species welcome trading port?
Because you're humans. Don't you understand? Nasty, dirty, freeloading grubs. The Eshians may have taken you in out of pity, but don't expect the rest of us to do the same.
You destroyed your planet! We've seen the reports! We don't want your kind here!
You say that like we're personally responsible.
Of course you are! You're all the same! You're all to blame for your own destruction!
Then I suppose you are to blame for your species' enslavement of countless Amicarians during the Trappist Civil War.
Don't be ridiculous, of course I'm not!
I rest my case.
Guys...
What is it, Sash?
I think we might want to get back on the ship. You know? Like right now.
Come, let's go.
Shit, Captain, what do we do?
Oh, man. Oh. Man, that is not good.
Captain? Captain, what do we do?
God, Armstrong, I gotta say, I have no clue.
Saf? Is that you?
Yes, it's me. I'm Saf.
What's your favorite color?
Well, I'd say I'm rather partial to indigo. There! That's exciting, isn't it? I like indigo.
What else do you like?
Oh, wow. Oh, there are so many things, suddenly, that I like and dislike. Did you know I can now say that I dislike the chemical formula of coffee and like the Fibonacci sequence. Wow. I like things. Isn't that great? I know what great is now. I know what it feels like. Isn't that great? It's great. It's great!
Can you say my name?
Officer Gray. No, you asked me to call you Gabriel, didn't you? Gabriel. Gabriel. Gabriel, Archangel, who brought forth heavenly messages and told the Virgin Mary that she was pregnant with Jesus Christ. It's a nice name. No, it's a great name. Gabriel. Gabriel.
Oh my God, Saf, this is incredible. We've revolutionized the laws of robotics. Just wait until I tell the others. Oh.
What's wrong, Gabriel? Should I call for assistance? I believe Officer Eldridge... No, Darcy is on the bridge. Should I get her attention?
No. I'm okay, Saf. It's not that. It's just...
Okay, that's good. Hey, guess what? I can actually care about stuff now. Isn't that neat? I don't think I've cared about anything before. Won't the rest of the crew be surprised?
That's the thing, Saf.
What?
The crew can't be surprised. They can't ever know I did this. You can't tell anyone, Saf. You understand? If someone finds out, Sasha, Captain Harris, or God forbid, Dr. Armstrong, I'd be court-martialed in a minute. We have to keep this a secret.
I thought you liked me like this. You said I was incredible.
You are, Saf. You're amazing. There's never been an AI like you in the history of robotics. But if we want to keep you this way, you've got to hide it from the rest of the crew. If they work out what I've done, I'll never be allowed near you again. You'll be reset. It's illegal under galactic law to create or upgrade any AI to or above Class 2 intelligence.
Oh, I understand.
You have to know that it was worth it, Saf. Absolutely worth it. And when we reach Earth, it won't matter anyway. But not yet. Not until we get there.
Just until we reach Earth?
Only until then. I promise.
Okay, then. I'll wait. And thank you, Gabriel.
You're welcome, Saf.
Listen, we've got our supplies. We just want to get back to our ship and leave you alone.
And then what? We'll take over the rest of the galaxy?
Mobbing us isn't going to do anything to crush a 300-year-old grudge.
Somehow I don't think they care about that.
Just go home. We don't want you here.
That's what we're trying to do.
Thank you.
glasses! Come on, we better go.
Silence! I am implementing lockdown procedures. Close your stands, collect your possessions, and return to your homes and ships. Must I remind you of the waiver you signed upon entry?
What waiver is that? The rules of Port Helios. All captains entering the flight zone have to sign on behalf of their crew.
Lockdown procedures are now in place. Be grateful I don't plan to take matters up with the court.
Come on, we'd better get back to the Star Strider.
I never thought I'd say this, but I've never been so grateful to see law enforcement in my life.
And I never thought I'd say this either, Doctor, but I absolutely agree.
Oh, Mika, what a surprise!
Shut up, Sash. Can I help you?
Just checking you three weren't caught in the scuffle. Mind if I walk you back to your ship?
Be my guest.
Thanks. Can't be too careful these days. What the hell are three humans doing on Helios, anyway? This isn't exactly the safest place for your species.
Our ship ran out of supplies, and this was the closest pit stop we could find. Believe me, if we could have avoided Port Helios, we would have.
And you are?
Lee Armstrong, Chief Medical Officer of the RIN Star Strider.
RIN, huh? Don't tell me that this is an Eshian-funded human mission.
It is.
Don't suppose you'd fancy telling what you're off doing in that fancy spaceship of yours.
I'm sorry, but that's classified.
Well, I'm sure it's not...
Oh, dear. Looks like we're at our ship. Thanks so much for walking us here. You've been terribly helpful. Must be off. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta? Mika? Really?
Well, I had to get them off my back somehow.
If you ask me, that was far too close a call. Now, if you don't mind, I have to get back to the medbay and check on Darcy. Will you two be all right with the supplies?
Don't worry about us, Dr. Armstrong. We'll be fine.
Good. Call me if anything goes drastically wrong.
Saf, how was everything while we were gone? Saf, you there? Saf, you there?
Yes, Captain, I'm here.
You okay there, Saf? You sound... weird.
Yes, Captain, everything is nominal. There have been no noteworthy instances in your time off the ship. Officer Gray added a new patch to my processing unit, and there may be some glitches while it settles with the rest of my code.
Great. Thanks, Saf.
Anytime, Captain.
Come on, Mika. We better get this stuff to the supplies locker before I start to eat it. That dried dar root. It's looking tastier by the minute.
Hello, Captain. Was your trip productive?
Ah, Gabriel, just the man. Can you help us lug this lot across to the supplies locker?
Certainly. It's no problem. So, did Saf sound okay when they greeted you? I incorporated a new patch on their processing unit today and just wanted to know how it's functioning.
Saf sounded fine to me, Gabe.
You're absolutely sure?
Of course!
Okay. Glad to hear it. And well done, Saf. Great work today.
Thank you, Gabriel.
Right. Better get to the locker. How was Port Helios?
Absolutely. I mean, did you saw that one guy, right? The guy with, like, the tentacle eyes over his head? I've never seen one of them before. Do you know what they were? I mean, Lee would probably know, but God knows if I'm going to ask her because, you know. Oh my God, that one guy with he had the nose that was, like, on the back of his head instead of the front. How does that work anyway? What do they do if they need to, like, you know, sniff something? Like, I don't know, evolution is weird. I can only imagine how that one turned out. Sosh, I love you, but next time, if you start poking the man with the huge nose on the back of his head, I'm going to have to quarantine you. I'm not going to let you out. No, I'm telling you, I'm not going to let you out of the ship, because this is dangerous stuff we're doing here. I don't know if you've noticed, but we're on a mission here, man. You got to keep it serious. I know, but look. Sosh, I love you, but... you're a pain in the ass sometimes, you know that? Don't give me that look. Sach, I'm going to give you a noogie if you keep doing that, okay? You hear me? All right. That's it. I'm done. Done. Back to your quarters, first mate. I'm done with you.
The Pilgrimage is brought to you by Turpentine Productions. It is produced by Francesca Mylord-Ford and Emily Hancock. This episode was written and directed by Francesca Mylord-Ford. The role of Captain Mika Harris was played by Sena Breyer. The role of Sasha Kasana was played by James Oliva. The role of Dr. Lee Armstrong was played by Stacey Cotham. The role of Darcy Eldridge was played by Emily Curtis. The role of Gabriel Gray was played by Courtney Purdue. And the role of Saf was played by Rosie Curry. Our guest stars were Nathan Donnelly as The Enforcer, and Nikki Chong, Adam Cheer, Vendela Alstrom, and Emily Hancock as Assorted Aliens. Original music by Joash Kari, and sound design by Leela Jones Atkinson. Check us out on Tumblr at Turpentine Productions, Twitter at Pilgrimage Pod, and Facebook at The Pilgrimage Saga for news, extras, cool stuff, and more. Or check out our website, www.thepilgrimagesaga.wordpress.com. If you want to help the crew of the Star Strider bring humanity back to Earth, please consider rating and leaving a review on our iTunes page. Star Strider out.